Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back, Nation. If you missed it, Kumar Rocker's going to debut for the Rangers on Thursday. That's some breaking news from just about 30 minutes ago. It's time now for the NFL News of the Day with Wolchuk. Segments brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And this segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident, not your fault, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk with your NFL News of the Day.
All right, let's knock out some of the injury news. Obviously, we got a positive update on Jake Ferguson. He's week to week. I mean, Stephen Jones was on with KMC earlier, said he could even maybe play on Sunday against the Saints. I mean, we'll see. He said it was more of a bone bruise than anything.
The great thing about Twitter doctors, and they're like, I don't know about this. I don't.
Thank goodness.
You're just kind of like, it, depending on who you follow, all these Twitter doctors will step up. Say it's probably a big risk.
It was just a hyperextension and a bone bruise?
MCL sprain is what they officially termed it as.
Yeah, I thought when I first saw it and we were talking about it in the post, I kind of thought it was a hyperextension, is what the way it looked.
That's
like
two big injuries that these players have dodged, with Ferguson and then Jordan Love, of course, on Friday night in a game that the Packers just peed down their leg and didn't want to win. But Jordan Love, I thought that thing popped on him, and it ends up just being an MCL sprain, and they're thinking 3 to 6 weeks for Jordan Love, or that would have been, oh my gosh, season over for the Green Bay Packers. Also good news for Josh Allen, Bills quarterback, after a win yesterday against the Cardinals. He hurt his hand. He's cleared. He's going to be good to go on Sunday. That's not something that is going to be a serious injury. We were doing post-game, Brian. We saw Puka Nacua being carted off.
Yeah.
And he's week to week as well. He re-aggravated that knee injury that had caused him to miss time during training camp. So fantasy owners out there, that's a big one. And then a huge loss for the Browns. I mean, maybe their only good player, but Derrick Brown has a potential season-ending knee injury as well for them. So that's one where Dave Canales and company, things are going bad in a hurry there for the Cleveland Browns. Tonight, we've got Jets, we've got 49ers. One player who won't be playing is Hassan Reddick, who continues his holdout with the Jets. Now, he's going to forfeit a game check tonight of nearly $800,000, and he's already been fined more than $5 million for the time that he's missed during camp. At some point, it's like, if the Jets are saying we're not doing anything, we're not changing our side of this, if you're Hassan Reddick, it's not worth it to lose out on this amount of money. It's crazy to me that he's still holding out.
Yeah, this is wild. It's rare these happen, you know, and I can't imagine doing it myself, but you know, he's probably looking at it like, I've made a significant amount of money to this point. I'm only getting one more contract. So if I get that contract now or I wait until next year, it's probably going to be about the same.
All right. Football guy of the day on the line here. I got a stat for you guys. Okay.
Oh, geez.
You ready, B? You ready? All right. So yesterday, Kevontae Turpin had a 60-yard punt return for a touchdown.
Yes, he did. I saw it.
It's the first Cowboy punt return for a touchdown since 2017.
Dwayne Harris.
Can you tell me who it was that had that touchdown? Dwayne Harris?
Sure. Is he right?
It's not Dwayne Harris. No.
Okay, it's not
Lucky Dwayne Whitehead?
Harris. It's not Lucky Whitehead. That's a good guess.
Was it Dez?
It's not Dez.
Mm-mm. That Ryan guy from UNC?
That's
Ryan
him. Switzer.
Ryan Switzer.
Oh, Ryan, you Ryan, you were supposed to jump in and just like get this one so I can give you the football Raiders, guy right? today. We talked about this. We had a whole plan.
I know we had a plan, but I felt like Dawson was going down the right path. I wanted to get
honestly,
him.
Thank you, buddy.
You had some great polls. Like Dwayne Harris, Lucky Whitehead. Like yeah. you were racking down.
And, then he went North Carolina guy, and I went, gosh, he knows this.
That's
one.
A hell of a poll yeah, right
that
there.
That is a good poll.
That thank is a good you. Poll. Also, shout out to Caleb Williams, who made history yesterday. Finished 14 of 29 for 93 yards, no touchdowns, no picks for a 55.7 passer rating. Now, he made history. Only rookie quarterback to throw 25 or more pass attempts and record under 100 passing yards in their first start and win the game. Also, first number one overall pick, as we talked about on Friday, to win their first start since 2002.
Derek Carr.
But what a comeback, huh? The teammates picking him up. And, you know, Caleb, hopefully it just gets better from here. Didn't look great.
No, it did not look great for really any of the rookie quarterbacks yesterday. But, I mean, they started the game. The first quarter, it was negative 14 passing yards for the Bears.
Really bad.
It was definitely not good. I guess they're calling it, from a passer rating standpoint for Caleb Williams, that's the 11th worst debut among all quarterbacks picked first overall since 1970. But it is better than John Elway, Matthew Stafford, Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, and Eli Manning.
And Daniel Jones and Deshaun Watson yesterday.
So, yes.
Still better games.
So, the last time a first overall pick hit a quarterback had won was Dallas and Houston, right?
Yes. It's David Carr.
David Carr. That was, boy, what an awful night
but
that
was. Disgusting game.
The idea that the Titans couldn't cover being a 4.5-point dog while leading 17-0, and they didn't give up an offensive touchdown.
Threw a terrible interception.
He did.
He just.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
flung the ball.
Will Levis looked absolutely brutal.
No, like he was fine the first half.
Yeah, the second half.
The second half, he was awful.
Shout out to Tony Pollard. Heck of a game for him in his debut, but it was not enough.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown, and they finished with under 150 total yards.
I mean, we had two teams get wins yesterday that didn't score offensive touchdowns with the Steelers and the Bears. It's pretty incredible. We also had a debut of Tom Brady in the booth, 877-881-1053. How'd you think Brady did? Although I know you were listening to the game on 105 through the Fan. You heard Brian and I bust in, do some play-by-play. We'll relive that.
Two guys, one booth, for sure.
I was so impressed with you guys.
We tried, man. Thank you very much. But
it was so bad. My only question is, will he get better or will he pull a Jason Witten and just leave?
Okay. Well, Scott Hansen, who hosts the Red Zone channel on NFL Network, does a fantastic job. Apparently, his contract's up after this year. So he's
Scott Hansen's going to be the guy?
Well, Scott Hansen just...
Maybe Tom could be Red Zone.
He was critical of Tom Brady, and then today, maybe. He was critical of Tom Brady. I've got the audio for you.
You
got to
go forward. You can't go backwards.
So here's Scott Hansen during the Red Zone channel, kind of taking a shot at Brady. Do you think this warranted an apology, which he put out today?
71? This is crazy. Yeah. Well, they got a cover. If it doesn't go in, this is a 71-yard attempt. And now the Browns will call a timeout.
Maybe everyone's going to rethink this one.
71 yards.
Go to the Jets now.
Oh, come on. Brady's got to get more excited than that in the booth. This is going
to... What?
Yeah. All right. Brady's got to get more excited than that in the booth?
That's what he said.
I mean, Kevin Burkhardt had enough excitement for the both
of them. Brady was not excited about
the clear, sick burn would have been, you got to be rethinking your broadcast career, Tom. Well, like that might have been where I would go if I was Hansen, right? That would be a sick burn that you'd have to apologize for.
Exactly. Yeah. But even that, I don't know if somebody told him or he was just getting hate for this, but he went ahead and said, today, this was unfair and inconsiderate by me. Yes, I was saying it tongue-in-cheek, but I didn't calculate how it may come across. At Tom Brady, I apologize. I promise I am rooting for you in this new venture. I just didn't think Scott said anything there that really warranted a public apology.
No, not at all.
Are we just like everyone's trying to cover for Tom Brady's ass right now? Like this, that was just weird to me.
Well, yeah, that is weird. You know, you see bad broadcasting, you should call it out. And I think Tom has to decide if he wants to work at this and engage. I get like having the jitters in the first go around and not being great. I think it's possible Tom Brady is awesome, but if he's being honest with himself right now, he's thinking like, holy crap, I basically just bombed, you know, my NFL analyst debut. There were several moments where like something big would happen and it was time for him to say something and he totally peed down his leg.
Yeah. Which I like as a bet payoff, by the way. Just a pee your pants bet payoff. Like, just throwing that out there.
You keep bringing that up.
No, but you can't bring your diaper.
None of that diaper stuff, Broadus. Bringing that up. I'm going to do the nitro gummy, I think. I'm going to prove to you that it wasn't that bad.
As a guy who's done the nitro gummy and peed his pants before, I'm telling you, you'd rather pee your pants.
I really don't feel so good about it.
You know, the thing.
The whole thing.
Do you kind of feel like that if Kevin Burkhardt would set him up for some more stuff? That it might be a little bit
there. You go. I think if you're Brady, your finger pointing today, like teammates be better.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just trying to find a better avenue instead of Tom trying to kind of pick it up. Like Kevin Burkhardt, like I think when Brady is able to explain why would they do this with the quarterback, or why does the offense need to think about this, and I think maybe Burkhardt could kind of.
That's a good point.
Because the game was getting out of hand. I would have just completely just started picking Tom Brady's brain.
Yeah.
I would have said, okay, you're Deshaun Watson here. Things are not going, you know, he would have given me we got to go forward before we can go backwards. He said that like three or four times. And I'm like, come on, Tom. Okay. Go to another point.
Hey, you got to master the cliche early.
But I think that Burkhardt did a good job of kind of setting up our tight end last year.
Olsen.
Because he's buddies with Olsen.
Yeah. Do you think it's more of like kind of an inside job?
No. I hope you do well, Brady, but I'm not going to help you.
I just feel like that Burkhardt could help him a little more. Like Summerall used to do with Madden, like set him up for some stuff.
I think you're 100% right. I also think he was trying to find out where he fit in all this. He wasn't sure when to interject. He was a little bit uncomfortable.
Bottom of the totem pole, Wolchuk.
Maybe he does end up being terrible at this, but it's one game.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, better. One game. Yes.
Still he might get better.
It's week one, you know, and you know he's going to get in the film room. He's going to come back with all the adjustments.
Next week, Dawson's going to be, Julius Net broadcast week two. Not good.
I think you got to want it, though, and I'm not sure he wants it. He might just be like, "Well, I got to work hours on this. I got stuff to do."
I don't know, dude. This might be the perfect thing. A little Monday morning embarrassment.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. He's used to getting all the praise after a football Sunday. Now all of a sudden, you feel like, "Wow, I need to get back to the drawing board here."
Fox has got the Super Bowl this year, by the way.
Possible. Okay, that would be a train wreck.
That's where he thrives.
Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking it, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to break down Tom Brady some more. No, I'm really not. I'm going to break down this game for you. We'll do that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.